Let's take a moment to review the reason for referral chief complaint section. So this section focuses on the client's primary diagnosis while making the connection between the substance use and mental health. I will read the entire current symptom and behavior section to get a better sense of the client's presentation. So it states here that Lisa reported that she's currently exhibiting an irritable mood, which is evident through her angry outbursts towards adults and peers, and includes throwing items, spitting at her parents, yelling, cursing at adults. She exhibits psychomotor agitation, impulsive behaviors such as indiscriminate sexual relationships, and makes superficial cuts on her wrists with a butter knife. Lisa reported having a decreased need for sleep, racing thoughts, and rapid speech when her mood is irritable. Thus, she becomes easily distracted by external stimuli and therefore has difficulty completing school assignments and maintaining a conversation. Lisa also reported drinking alcohol frequently for the past 6 months, which has intensified the behaviors and symptoms. She has exhibited these symptoms and behaviors for the past 2 weeks and has had approximately 3 previous manic episodes. Mrs. Gonzalez, which is Lisa's mother, reported that her symptoms began when Lisa was 10 years old. Her aggressive behaviors are occurring 7 days a week for approximately 1 to 3 hours, and her impulsive behaviors are evident approximately 3 times a week. So boxed in red, you will notice that Lisa reports drinking frequently alcohol for the past 6 months, which has intensified her symptoms and behaviors. Depending on how much information you would like to explore here, you may include additional information related to her drinking and specifics on how it's impacting her mental health in this particular section. Or you may also document information related to substance use later on in the assessment in the substance abuse section. What's important here is that the information be further explored and additional information be gathered to determine the severity of the client's substance use and its impact on the client's mental health. As you can see, this particular sample provides the reader a preview of what's to come later on in the assessment as it relates to the client's substance use.